Ruby Remenda Swanson is an established author and advocate for the LGBTQ community who has delivered more than 90 presentations since her son came out as gay. She's been invited by Journey to Hope Moose Jaw to help commemorate Mental Health Week on Thursday, May 9. Swanson's presentation is set to take place at the Moose Jaw Public Library's theater and will run from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Attendance is free, and everyone's invited to attend in a show of support for friends, family, loved ones, and colleagues. Swanson grew up in what she recalls as being a deeply homophobic time, and witnessed firsthand the emergence of the gay rights movement. Despite seeing herself as progressive, she was unprepared when her 16-year-old son came out as gay back in 2002. Her book, A Family Outing, is the story of how she moved past her initial shock, fear, and denial to become a public advocate for equality and the acceptance of the LGBTQ community. Her book was first released by Cormorant Books Inc. in November 2016. Swanson's unexpected journey began in 2002. After coming out, her son became one of the first students at the Strathcona High School in Edmonton to start a Gay-Straight Alliance chapter. At the time, Swanson said there were maybe one or two similar groups across Alberta. In 2005, 1 year after he graduated, the same-sex marriage debate started to gain momentum. During this time, she witnessed an onslaught of homophobic sentiments and started to worry about her son's safety. "I became very involved, both my husband and I. We wanted both of our children to have the same equal rights," she recalled. "And so, I started writing letters and doing interviews and going to town hall meetings and protest marches." Initially, she kept a low profile, but this turn of events led her to feel the pro-gay side of the debate needed more representation. "One of my co-workers really encouraged me to write these experiences down," she said. Since publishing her book, Swanson attended over 90 engagements and said reception has been almost uniformly positive. Yet, just this past October, her former hometown high school in Humboldt, Sask, turned down a presentation planned for a handful of students. "I would have thought years ago that we have moved past all of this. It's very disturbing," she said. "This is a constant struggle." Her next engagement will be in Moose Jaw after being invited by Journey to Hope to help commemorate Mental Health Week. Her presentation will focus on topics from her book, with questions such as, "What's your message to parents whose children are coming out into the world that we live in today?" She said there's still work to be done, and she's hopeful that her message will help inspire others. "We'll just keep working at it," she said defiantly. Swanson was born and raised in Humboldt, Sask, and has worked in public broadcasting at the CBC and the Children's Television Workshop in New York City. During her career, she's traveled to the Ukraine 6 times, and in 2019 a translated version of her book, A Family Outing, was launched during Kyiv Pride. Swanson has been recognized by the University of Alberta Office of Safe Disclosure and Human Rights for her work promoting the LGBTQ community on campus. Today she lives in Edmonton with her husband. "I think people who attend my presentations come away feeling very hopeful and very encouraged," she said. "They learn about a community that can be supportive. Every single event has been wonderful, and we're all there for the same reason." "If there's one takeaway message," Swanson said, "you're not alone. There's always hope." To order a copy of A Family Outing, you can search the Rand McNally Robinson website at mcnallyrobinson.com, amazon.ca, or your local bookstore. As well, Swanson said she'll have signed copies available following her presentation. A Family Outing is also available to borrow at the Moose Jaw Public Library. You can learn more about Swanson and her book at afamilyouting.com.